From the battlefield to the boardroom, WWAI generals' post-war journeys. The roar of cannons, the thunder of boots, the weight of command, these were the defining realities for American generals during World War II. Men like Eisenhower, Patton, MacArthur, and Nimitz led millions into the crucible of global conflict, their decisions shaping the fate of nations and the lives of countless soldiers. The relationship between these titans of war and the common soldier was a complex tapestry, woven with threads of respect, admiration, fear, and sometimes, quiet resentment. For the enlisted man, a general was often an almost mythical figure, a distant authority whose presence was felt through battlefield orders and the overarching narrative of the war. They were the strategists, the ones who plotted the course of invasions and the defense of freedom, while the soldiers were the ones who executed those plans, often at immense personal cost. Think of the iconic image of General George S. Patton, his pearl-handled revolvers gleaming, his booming voice echoing across the European theater. He was a figure of almost theatrical bravado, a leader who inspired fierce loyalty and, to some, a touch of apprehension. His men knew he expected the absolute best, and he was not shy about expressing his displeasure when that standard wasn't met. Yet, his unyielding drive and aggressive tactics were instrumental in many Allied victories. Conversely, General Douglas MacArthur, the stoic commander in the Pacific, presented a different persona. His famous declaration upon returning to the Philippines, "People of the Philippines, I have returned," resonated with a sense of destiny and unwavering commitment. His leadership in the face of overwhelming Japanese forces became a symbol of American resolve. The sheer scale of World War II demanded leaders capable of managing vast logistical nightmares, orchestrating complex multi-pronged assaults, and making life-or-death decisions under unimaginable pressure. Commanders like General Dwight D. Eisenhower, supreme Allied commander in Europe, had to not only be brilliant tacticians, but also master diplomats, navigating the often turbulent relationships between Allied nations and their armies. His calm demeanor and strategic vision were crucial in unifying a diverse coalition against Nazi Germany. But what happened to these men, these architects of victory, once the guns fell silent and the parades concluded? The transition from the battlefield to civilian life presented a unique set of challenges and opportunities. For many, the skills honed in war leadership, strategic thinking, resource management, and the ability to perform under pressure proved highly transferable to the post-war world. Some, like Eisenhower, seamlessly transitioned into political leadership. After commanding Allied forces and overseeing the post-war occupation of Germany, Eisenhower was elected the 34th President of the United States in 1952. His wartime experience undoubtedly lent him an air of authority and gravitas that resonated with a public seeking stability and strong leadership. He guided the nation through the Cold War, warning against the